More than 200 migrants arrested in Charlotte. By Warner Todd Houston on November 19, 2025. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, CBP, reports having arrested 200 illegal migrants in Charlotte, North Carolina, during the first weekend of its Operation Charlotte's Web. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, identified about 44 of those arrested by name and listed many of the offenses and convictions they are reportedly guilty of, News Nation reported. DHS noted that some of the offenses these migrants were tied to include aggravated assault, assault with a dangerous weapon, assault on a police officer, battery, driving under the influence, and hit and run. There is absolutely no excuse to continue allowing criminal illegal aliens to terrorize our American communities, a DHS spokesperson said in a statement. These are violent assailants, gang members, and repeat offenders who have zero regard for the rule of law in our country. They are here illegally and should never have been here in the first place. Under President Trump and Secretary Noem, we are removing the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens from our communities once and for all. Across Charlotte, more than 200 illegals have been arrested since the crackdown began over the weekend. pic.twitter.com/feasbunklejew. Rapid Response 47, at Rapid Response 47, November 19, 2025. Those arrested include 18th Street gang member Manuel Vasquez Gavarit, MS-13 gang member Humberto Posada Rodriguez, and Leonel de Jesus Chinchi Galvin, who was charged with aggravated assault, assault with a dangerous weapon, and drunk driving, and who was already deported at least once before. Americans should be able to live without fear of violent criminal illegal aliens hurting them, their families, or their neighbors. We are surging DHS law enforcement to Charlotte to ensure Americans are safe and public safety threats are removed. There have been too many victims of criminal illegal aliens. President Trump and Secretary Noem will step up to protect Americans when sanctuary politicians won't, said Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin on November 15 when the campaign was announced. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.